Okay, today's daf is about Zohar Daf Shlamah Ches. Today's daf is sponsored by Brookie and Kenny Norrisburg, Zeta Nishmat, Moshe Dov, Ben Shol, Pinchas, the Shama Shehav, and Aliyah. Okay, we are in the midst of the discussions of Nosing Tam with Kam. So yesterday we saw that the daf is actually a machlokas, so whether or not Nosing Tam with Kam is Mutter or Usser. So Rav Meir said that Nosing Tam with Kam, right, we had the Shita of Rav Meir, that Nosing Tam with Shvat, that was the Rav Meir. Even if it imparts a detrimental taste, Rashi says it doesn't make the thing actually inedible, it makes it a detrimental taste. According to Rav Meir, that's still Usser. But the Shita of Rav Shimon was that Nosing Tam with Gam is Mutter. So now we're going to get the source of Rav Shimon. So we're on the bottom of Samach Zayin Amud Beis. Rav Shimon, my time, second to last line. The Rav Shimon, who says that Nosing Tam with Gam is Mutter, my time, what's his reasoning? Really, what's his source? He says the source is as follows. The sign you learn in a Braisa, based on a Pasuk in Devarim, about Nevela. Right? The Pasuk says, Lo Sofu Kol Nevela, you can't eat any Nevela. But Ger Asher B'Sharecha, you have to give it to the Ger that's in your gate. But Achala, and he eats it, O Machor L'Nachri. You either sell it or give it to Nachri, or either sell it or give it to the Ger. Giving to the Ger takes precedence. But you see, the Ger B'Sharecha. So the drasha of the Braisa is, Kol Haru'uya L'Ger, Kruya Nevela. Anything that's ra'i for a Ger to eat, that's called Nevela. Kol Haru'uya L'Ger is called Nevela. She'ein Ru'uya L'Ger, Rashi says, She'ein Sricha, it becomes disgusting. If it's Ein Ru'uya L'Ger, Eino Kruya Nevela. Then it's not considered Nevela. Meaning when it becomes disgusting, it is no longer considered Nevela, and is no longer Usser. So we learn out from there that something Gam becomes Usser. So, Chavos Das, in Yerodea, Simchot Gimel, right, the beginning of the, it says that Torah doesn't have to give us a pasuk to teach us that Achilas Nevela is Mutter when it's Srucha, when it's disgusting. That's Achilas Lovadarka. That's nothing, right? There's no Isser. The pasuk has come to tell us that even if you fixed it, let's say it was Nevela, it became disgusting, and then somehow you fixed it up, and then it became Ruy L'Achila, then there's no Isser then afterwards, because once it's Masriach, once it became disgusting, it's gone. So here we have the raya. Here we have the raya that just like a nevela that becomes completely disgusting is no longer usher. So too, if the Nosing Tam with Gam is no longer usher. So they all ask, and according from the raya, ain't a domain. There's no comparison. By nevela, what do we say? When the nevela is no longer ru'uy l'ger, when's that? When it's nifsal me'achilas adam. That's when we say it's no longer anything. When Nosing Tam with Gam, the luck is that, I mean, it happens to be that there are artists that say that, the Raivet Shita, we don't hold that way, but Nosing Tam with Gam only means if it imparts a bad taste. It's still edible. So what's the comparison with the Vela where it's not edible at all? Right? So the Ran, I'll read the Lashon of the Ran. So that Lamed Beis had the Gemara. But that Lamed Beis in the Dap Erev, the Ran says, the Apple God did Nosing Tam with Gam in the Vela Gamrin. We learned Nosing Tam with Gam from the Vela. The chosher ru'uy l'ger shmei nevela, that anything that's ru'uy l'ger is considered a nevela. The apple pish and nifak b'chasam, right there, it's completely destroyed. Haynu time of nation ne'achelas b'tnei atzma, because it's eaten by itself. The fitak asura achet tefagim, right? Therefore, it's usher until it's completely ruined, right? Aval isur taroves, but when it comes to isur taroves, it's very similar to what the Rashba says this in the Torah Shabbos as well, right? Aval isur taroves shehokim bo achar nesinas tam. Isur taroves, right, mixtures, when we go according to taste, kol shetam opogum atashil tzas mutter. Anything that the tashil is a little destroyed, that becomes mutter. Lefish ein no sing tam. The adrab pogim. That's what we learned. Once, then the Ran asks, about a dying serf the yashiv. Is our question. He could come read the Vela. How can we learn that from the Vela? It's not similar. So the Ran says, venirli the hainu taima. The mamatzin the bin the Vela shlo asra Torah elefish hiru uy lager. If they shall ochla nena min isur, afopish and nifgema. Said nifgama sas. About kosher ain't ruil ger came to in an em and israel to tear Torah. He basically says the whole point is hanah. When it says something is asur b'achila, it's similar to a Rambam, but the achila is just part of hanah. The Torah says now that I get hanah from nevela. One measurement of getting hanah is eating it. So when it comes to the nevela, you can eat it, i.e., you can get hanah from it, kol's man that it's not completely destroyed. Right? So it's like, once we destroy, you no longer get Hana. Right? So he says, that's what he says. about kosher ain't ruli ger. Once it's no longer royal for the ger, kevon she ain't nemen iser hitirasa haTorah. Then it becomes mutter. The apple shechal alav iser mitzchila. That even though it was us to begin with. And he says so too by no saint tam. What's the idea of no saint tam? No saint tam is we're the daf erif on pages from the base of the daf erif. If you are in the run, if by no saint tam I'm having a mixture, so. Idea is, in order to be usher, it has to be no saint tam for my benefit, for my hana. So if it imparts a good taste or a power of taste, then it's my benefit. But if it imparts a bad taste, what benefit am I getting from? Yeah, you're right, it's not completely destroyed. But the idea is hana. I'm not getting hana from anymore if it's imparting the tam of tam. Right? The Ran says, after isher she no saint tam, the heter kevon she heter nifkam sasman isher, once the heter is gets ruined a little bit from the isher, it bothers him. You're ruining my food. I'm ruining it completely, but you're making my food taste bad. So just like by Nevela, it becomes mutter at the point where you no longer can get any hana from it, so too, by no saint tam lefam, it becomes mutter at the point where you can no longer get hana from it. Because it's a different level. But then the Ran says, and the Shofar quotes this, he says, Ulufizek karov ni lomar, let's say the amount of iser that went in made the portion so much bigger that I get more hana'ah from the larger size than I lose hana'ah from the taste. Dude, I get a big portion. I go to the restaurant, it's not as tasty. What do you mean? If it's mutter, it's mutter. So he's saying no saint tam lefam is mutter because you're no longer getting hana. What if you do get hana from the bad taste that goes in? Because it increases, right? It increases the size, and that and you do your utility count calculation, and the increase of the size is more beneficial to you than the decrease in the taste. So the Ran says, I'm chochet to say that maybe in that case, even though it's no saint tam lefam, it'll be mutter because his whole sheet does based on hana. And here, if you do the calculation, you may get hana. That's the Ran says. It's brought the Shulchan Aruch and Simin Kuf Gimel, right? In the middle of Sif Beis. Yeah, well, you have to take a determination about that. You have to figure it out. That's maybe why he's not. That's maybe why he's Masufik about saying that. How do you make the determination? He doesn't. Right. He also said a lot of. And it, right, so that's no saint tam lefam, but now I get four meals out of it. But that's the whole thing. You have to make this analysis. It's difficult. It's difficult to calculate it, but if you do calculate, you hear what he's saying. The whole thing is based on hana. That would make it. So, all right, I'll leave that for the postkin. Had to figure that out. He says, the Shulchan Aruch brings in the end of space in Siman Kuf Gimel, V'yesh mi shechokech, lomar shem higdil ha'isr midasso shal heter, achshu mashbiach yosek ish ochel v'gold midasso, mashu pogam etzitamo, asr achshu yisr mi ochel adam. At that point, I guess you can say, it reaches such a point where it's so much more, then it won't become asr until it's completely, then it has to be completely destroyed, like in the Vela. But it's claimed that there's a machlokus between the Ran and the Rashba here, in the Torah Savayis, I didn't bring the Torah Savayis, but the Lashon of they claim that the Lashon of the Rashba is that what's the source? The Rashba seems to indicate that you need bittul. First, you have to have row heter to the pgam. If the pgam is still the row, then it's still us. And the Ran doesn't focus on row, but that's for a different time. There's a whole to do about that. It's a bit primigodon about that as well, but we're going to have to go by it. Okay, that's the first thing. So now we have the raya. We have the case of where Rav Shimon says that no saint tam lefam is mutter. So what does Rav Meir use from that pasuk? Rav Meir says ahulam uti shlucha meikara. No, that pasuk which says a ruli leger, that just comes to teach us that a nevela that is disgusting to begin with, meaning before it died, right? Rashi says shlucha meikara muchak shchin mechayim. Disgusting, it's got all these diseases when it's alive. The whole will be ifka mikod mishabadin levela, lo chav shame levela alea. Since it's disgusting before, so when it dies, it doesn't even have a shame levela. Aval hecha de itzer meikara, but something that was usher to begin with, shulo pocket yisra mishapagam. Then once it was usher, begin with, then it's not going to make a pekam. So the Gemara says, like, so where's Rav Shimon know Srucha Meikara? He says, I don't need a pasuk of Srucha Meikara. He goes, Srucha Meikara, let's Srucha Meikara, Akhra Da'amahu. It's like nothing. Srucha Meikara, disgusting. So I don't know if you can eat it, you know, and something that dies at Srucha Meikara. I don't know if you can necessarily eat it. It's like, it's mukashrin. It's filled, it's diseased before it died. Right? No, it was alive. It's diseased before it's diseased before died in the Vela. Roadkill is in the Vela. Before Nevela, it's disgusting. It's got diseased, it's completely diseased animal. So Rav Meir says, that's what I need the pasuk of Ker Shebra Korecha to teach me. Rav Shimon says, I don't need that pasuk. Srucha Meikara is Ka'afra D'Alma. It's nothing. It's disgusting. It's not Nevela. It's not meat. Right? It doesn't, the Shein Nevela is not colony. But the Chasam Sofer says, and nevertheless, it's Asr Bechila, because number one, it's not shechted. Right? So it's meat shech. You can't eat an animal that's not shechted. It's not nevela. Maybe it's other issues, but it's still an issue to eat something that's ancient. It's not kosher. It's not nevela. Yeah, I don't know if that's necessarily true, because maybe he's on the mitzvah diet. I don't know. Maybe he's hit by the car and then gets terrible diseases and then dies.
Okay. Close up, Kamas Mota. Right, that's what we just did the run. The Ron asked that question. Okay. The Ron basically said, the Ron says, because it's a machlokes in the Ron and the Rashba. So the Ron says is that you're learning after Nevela. I mean, Nevela is completely destroyed, and here it's just Pogum. It's not completely destroyed. So the Ron says it's all based on Hana. When it comes to Nevela, the Ger will eat it up to a point where it's disgusting. But you can still get Hana from the carcass. But when it's completely puzzled, Mechilus Adam, you're not going to get Hana from the carcass. So too by nosing Tam of Gam. The whole point is Tam. So I will not get Hana if it's destroying my, if it's imparting a bad taste. The idea is, at what level do I no longer get hana? By Nevela, the Ger will no longer get hana when it's completely disgusting. By no same time, by the Tarovis, I'm not going to get hana when it's imparting a bad taste. And that's where the Ron says, well, maybe if it imparts a bad taste, but it raises the volume so much, maybe I'm getting hana, maybe that would be usher. Okay. So now we're going to have a machlokas, right? We're going to have a machlokas about what the machlokas is. So Amar Ula, machlokas, the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon, if no same time the fam is asr or mutter, that's only if shehishbiach ubasof pagam. That's only if originally when the taste comes in, remember no same time the fam has two major issues. Number one, it talks about tarovas, when bad taste goes into the tarovas, something yucky goes into my rice. Or it also has the idea of by kalin, like after 24 hours, or after machlokas, but after we say after 24 hours, you cook in the utensil, and then the next day you cook in another utensil. I have a plate of pot. And then 24 hours later, I use that place of pot to cook my cheese lasagna. So 24 hours past, maybe it's no same time of time. Now I'll do it with hafila, but the food itself is not going to be usher because it was no same time of time. But so, Amar Ula, machlokas yishbiach ubasof pagam. I'm talking about a case, let's say, where I put something into the dish, and when it first goes into the dish, it's beneficial to the taste. And then at the end, it's going to be pogam. It's going to be detrimental to the taste. So that's the machlokas. Rav Meir says in that case, that since it's nesar mitchila, it can no longer become heter, later being pogam. And Rav Shimon says no. That since right now it's pogam, basher husham. Look at it now. It's mutter. Aval, however, pogam meikara. But if the iser immediately when it goes in is pogam meikara, divrei hakol mutter. Everyone agrees it's mutter. Clearly, and Tosis points out, Ula is not holding by the limud that by the limud that Rav Meir had yesterday about the ulei avodah zarah. Because there he was pogam also, and here we're saying that they'll agree. That Rav Meir will agree, that Rav Meir will agree, may kara direk hol mutter. Okay, so the only machlokas is hishpiach ubasof pagam. Fine. So Esrei Rav Chaga Lula, Rav Chaga asks Lula, how can you say that there's no machlokas by may kara? Use the word may kara. We need the code words, right? So he says, have a brisa. Yayin shenafal esoch adoshim. I have wine yayin nesef that fell on top of my lentils, which is detrimental to the taste of the lentils, or chometz of yayin nesef that falls onto the greasin. Right, which falls onto the beans, right? Right? Us, or maybe they got the other way around. Whatever. Usr, the tashil, the adashim, or the grisim, or usr bachila, because it fell onto it. Rabbi Shimon matir. And Rabbi Shimon says it's mutter because it's no sin tam of gam. Bahahakla, in this case, the pogam eikar hu pligi. The assumption is the tanakam is Rabbi Meir. It's pogam eikar, the moment it goes in, it's pogam, and there's a machlokas. So why are you telling me that meikar, divrei kol, says it's mutter? So Ula says, Ula is very, doesn't, Ula Amar, basically Talmudic disparaging Talmudic language.
Amar Ula, Chaga lo made the Yodah Makam Rabbanan. Chaga has no idea what he's talking about. He has no idea what Rabbanan is talking about. He doesn't even call him Rav Chaga. The Esve is from Rav Chaga Ula, and Ula responds Chaga. Right? He just doesn't even know what he's talking about. Why? Because and any Tiyuta Kamosif, he doesn't know what he's talking about. And he's going to ask Akasha on me. So, it's weird because late on the days I'm going to knock out Ula. But he doesn't know what he's talking about. Hacha, what's this Bryce talking about? Kegon Shenafal Latoch Grisin Sonanim. Maybe you're talking about a case where it fell onto cold Grisin. And therefore, at that moment, it's no Saint Tom Lashvat. It's not Lifgam, right? And then afterwards, the Hirtichom, he boils it up. So that's Nasakim Shishbiach Vasopagam Asr. That's a case of Hishbiach Ul Vasopagam. Of course, that's the Machokas. That's exactly what I said. That's the Machokas. You Chagar, tell him the wrong case. That's Ula. Next. Now, Rabbi Yochanan argues on Ula as to what the Machokas in the remainder of Shimon is. Ula said it is that Meikara Dibre Kol Mutter, and Rabbi Yochanan comes and says, no, the Pogim Meikara of Machlokas. The Machlokas of Meir Shimon is when it's Pogim Meikara. Right? If it goes in right away, and he goes based on the two Limudim that we just had. So then they ask, what about, according to Rameh, what about the Shviyach Lusso Pogam? Ibai Luhu, they ask in the Yeshiva, Pogim Meikara Machlokas, does he also, is Pogim Meikara the Machlokas, but Hishviyach Lusso Pogam, if it's Mashviyach and then Pogam, Dibre Hakol Usher? Oh, Bembezo Machlokas. Or the Machlokas. Does he argue in Ula in both instances, or just one? It says Machlokas. So Odin with Bembezo Machlokas. Tekus. I'm not exactly sure. We're not sure what he holds. The Gabe Pogame who will soak Mashbiach. Tosos points out the last Tosos. He says Teku. Afa Gavu Kamam Pashtin and Mibraisa. Later on in the Gemara Daf, we're going to learn out from Mibraisa the Pogame Ikara Klige that the Pogame Ikara is Machlokas. But who b'shviach who pogam dibrei kol aser that everyone holds aser and here we say teiku mikol makom must have been from a different base measures mikol makom also lehem the base measures for teiku v'shum pashtua when they learned it one time or one base measure they didn't know the answer and somewhere else or some other time they learned it and he brings the kiyagavna ashka benida v'perikam apolos I guess we'll get to that in daf tafay in nida but that, here teiku at this moment in time but later on it wasn't a teiku okay so shulchan aruch paskins just to let you know. Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Yoredei again, Simin Chav Gimel Sifes. He says that no Saint Tam Lefkam. He says the Medvar Namurim. When do we say that no Saint Tam Lefkam is Mutter? That's Shepogim Mitchilaso V'Ad Sofa. If it's Pogim all the way through, Abal Hishbiach Ulvaso Pogim. Our case, it's Mashbiach Ulvaso Pogim. It's Usher. What about the other way around? What if it's Pogim Ulvaso Hishbiach? Right. So Oh Pogim Ulvaso Hishbiach. Also Usher says the Shulchan Aruch. That's also Usher. So the only time it seems to be, the lambda seems to be, that there's a shear for Nosan Tam Lefkam. The shear for Nosan Tam Lefkam is, it has to be pogame through and through. But any time it's not going to be pogame through and through, then it is still usher. I don't know how you work it out. You have to work it out. It's for each, maybe it goes according to the normal people. I mean, some babies eat dirt. So it's not going to go according to that. It goes according to normal people. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, right? That so pogim was sofishbiach aser. So the case now, which is not the Gemara's case, is pogim. It goes in detrimentally, and then later the sofishbiach. So the Shach says that pogim was sofishbiach is aser. It's only later. And during the time when it's pogim, then it's mutter. But later it changes, right? He says. Perish after shehishbiach, aval kodem shehishbiach. Prior to it being mashbiach, mutter. Then it's mutter. Afal pisha efser shehishbiach akarka kaven the hashka pogim. Look at here now. They ask Mishach. Wait a second. So what about hishbiach? Right. What about the other case? Hishbiach was so pogim. So right, it should be usher, and then when it's pogim at the end, it should become mutter. Why does the Shach only say it in the reverse case? If the whole point of the Shach is. That if you should look at what if you, at the current moment, look at a sheriff from Shach, right? Very small. That's this discussion. We'll be in a moment. So look at look at the way it is now. So right now it's pogame, so it's mutter. So also look at the other way around. If it's Yishmiel, so pogame, so at the end make it mutter. What's going on here? Finally at the end. And just let you know though, but the pre-chodesh argues on the Shach. The pre-chodesh argues on the Shach, and he says no. Basically, what I said before, the people says, no, that when it's pogim, if it's pogim, it's always usher. Why? The one should be, is because you have to, there's a shear, there's a shear in Pagima, and the shear in Pagima is that it has to be able to be pogame, be detrimental through and through. If the ingredients can't be detrimental through and through, that's not considered pagam.
What about the shot?
What's the shot? So the answer for the shot, I still answer for the shot, but well, one answer that came by the three regards is that it's the Rabbanan. So the Rabbanan can play one way, you know, they can do it one way or the other. But the Rav, Salvechik, has a yeshod. It's always like that. There's always a way, you can answer it one or two ways. You can always answer a question, give a little answer here, Rabbanan or not, simple shot answer, or the Brisker way where everything's a yeshod. Everything as yeshod. So I'll quote the yeshod from the Shachter and the Ikvat Zohar, and it's also in the Sefer that they put out on your day on Salvechik. So he says that from the Shach comes a Nisbar Klal Mechudosh. The Bekol Mokom Shish Tarovis Isser Reheter, the Anu Rotz Madonala. Anytime you have a Tarovis, you can only, in Bittel El Betchilas HaTarovis. You can only have a concept of Bittel at the outset of the Tarovis, when the Tarovis begins. So what happens in the Shach's case? The Shach's case is Hishbiach. Right, that he said that the case was confused now. The Shach's case was the opposite case was that pogame usofish bia, it's usher. Right, but he says then if it's but the other way around, if hishbiach, our question was if hishbiach uso pogame, it should also be mutter at the end. So the Rav basically saying that no, because if hishbiach uso pogame, so when did the pigima go in? After the tyrobus was already established. At the time it went in, at the time you created the Tarovis, it was a spear. So therefore it's awesome. Later it's gonna be Pagam. Doesn't matter later. You only can have Bittul at the time of the outset of the Tarovis. That's how he answers for this, the inconsistency in the Shah. That's in the Eretz HaTzvi, in the Ikvei Hatzon, Simen Kaf Hei, Simen Aleph. Okay. Next. Knows the time it's gone. Within 24 hours, knows the time it's fast. What do you mean, why did you say it? That's the halacha. Because that's blios. Because that's blios. That's not the eight. That's a blio. That's a different story. After 24 hours, ideas of becomes, that's the during the time, you say that's no same time. The blio comes out. No, it doesn't necessarily have to enhance it, as long as it's not with gone. And today's. We're talking about those down. We're going to have more also next week. No. Well, it's a case, but now we're talking it out again. We have the same case today, right now. Okay. So Amr of Amran. What? Amar of Amram. So Amram says, Efshar Isa Lahad Rav Yochanan Vlo Tainu V'Maskisen. Is it possible that Rav Yochanan is right, that the Machlokas is Pogam B'Ikara, and yet there's no source from a Mishnah? Can't be. There has to be a source from a Mishnah. So what did he do? He found a source from a Mishnah. So Nafak Dok V'Ashkach. He went, he looked, and he found, I don't know where he went, but basically he went to the library, he went on Google, and he found the source, right? The Tanan. We have a Mishnah in Orla. That we're going to learn this in. It's like Sa'or Shalchulin. Sa'or is like the rising agent. I don't know the leavening agent. Right? Sa'or Shalchulin. It's Chulin. Shanafa L'socha Isa. And it falls into the dough. V'yesh bo kidei l'hachmitz. And there's enough of the Sa'or to make the dough rise. V'hichmitza. And it did so. V'achar kach nafa Sa'or Shalchuma. And then Sa'or Shalchuma falls in. Oh, we've got a problem now. If Sa'or Shalchuma falls in. Oh, Sa'or Shalklei Kerem, which already bustled in 1 in 200. And they'll fall in. V'yishbo k'dei l'hachmitz. And they also have enough to be l'hachmitz. And they were machmitz the Isa even more. But to a point where it's no good. They made it rise even more. So usher. The Isa is usher. This is pogem me'ikara. Because the truma is coming in and immediately it's pogem me'ikara. V'rav Shimon matir. He says it's mutter. Right? V'ha-hacha, in this case, is pogem me'ikara hu. It's pogem me'ikara pligi. See, the machlokas. Again, the assumption is that the Tanakama is Raveya. So, it's Stam. So, you see, that's pogem me'ikara, and therefore, it's usher. So, they say, wait a second, I'm a Rezera. This may not be pogem me'ikara. Shani Isa, ho'el uru'uya l'chameya, v'kame Isa sacheros. Who says that this is a Tgam? You're right. Ein l'chanami, this dough itself, when the truma comes in, is not going to be tasty. But now, in itself, has enough leavening agents in it that you can then use it to make other bread rise, right?
Howel uroy lechamei can be machmets b'kamei isos acheros. Rashi says hilka chimutz di yosem ridai afo pisha pogam huve inyan achila shvach huve inyan chimu isos acheros. So this is a shvach. So that's why Rav Meir said it's answer. Because it's not no same time with God. There's a shvach here. So he, okay, so Rav Shimon must say,
well, who cares about this other thing?
Look locally,
destroy this dough.
Okay, so we're going to bring a raya, and this has a lot to do with, this Gemara has a lot to do with the enzyme shayla.
You have enzymes, that they themselves are no good, but they can cause other things, so that it all comes out from over here.
So Tashma, we'll bring a raya from another brisa. Okay? This is the brisa that Rav Chaga brought on Ula, right? Seor shel truma, we have a seor, right? We have this leavening agent of truma, vishel chulin shenoklu socha isa. They both fell in, I guess, together into the dough. But zekne lahachmin of zekne lahachmin. Each one by itself can do enough to make the dough rise. Vichimtsu, and they made it. They both together. They went in, obviously, and therefore they made it rise too much. So therefore, usher. The isa is akal lechila, means usher for Yisrael to eat it because it's shorshel truma. Because it's only mutter for the Kohanim. And Rav Shimon is Matthew, because he said it's no same time to live God. Nafal shal truma tchila. Let's say the truma fell in first. So divrei hakol, usher. Everyone will say that it's usher, because that was pogay. Right away. When it went in, it was pogay. Divrei kol usher. Nafal shal chulin. If the chulin fell in first, the achakach nafal truma, also kvei karim, then it's also usher, right? Yeah, because it makes... It's pogim for Yisrael because he can't. It's usher. You can't. It's not. It's right. It's not pogim. It's usher because. But it's mashbiach. But Yisrael can't eat it now because it's truma. Next case. So nafal shel chulin the achakach nafal shel truma also play karam. Also, it's usher. The Rabbi Shimon Matir. Rabbi Shimon's Matir in that case. But hahacha in this case it's pogim eikaru pligi. Right. This case that when the moment. Right, what you have here is the chulin fell in first, then the truma fell in. So it's pogam eikara, and we say upligi. It's a machlokas. Same raya for a truma. Same raya for a biochlan, the machlokas is even meikara upligi. So the chitema, maybe you're going to say, hakanami, no, here's the same case also, because they're zayr. You say that from zayr, because it's pogam for here, but it's mashmiach, and that you can use it for other issues. So it can't be, because tashma mi seifa, look at the seifa of the brisa that says, Yayin shenafel atoch adoshim. This is Rav Chaga's case. Wine falls on top of the adoshim, or chometz falls on the greisin. It's usher, right? Shimon Matir. Here's a case of it's pogam yikara upligi, and they don't. So Gemara says, kitema hakanami kineshani leulu leRabbi Chaga. Maybe say that this is not a case of pogam yikara. Maybe it's like Ula said before, where it was cold and then you warmed it up, so it was mashbiach lachakat pogam. Because it can't be, right? If you see Tema Hachanam, because suddenly Ula Rabbi Chaga, Kishi Shpiach Maso Pogam, he says, Umi Pligi Kishi Shpiach Maso Pogam. Who argues? Who says that this is a machlokas? Who says Ula is right? Ula is clearly wrong. But Hakatani, look in the ratio of the case that we just brought down, the case was, Nafal Shal Truma Tchila, the Truma fell in first, Dibre Hakol Aser. The Truma falls in first, right? So what happens? And that's Mashpiach, right? And then at the end, it's Pogam. Because the chulin fell in, so it was mashpiach maso pogim. Dibrei hakol aser. So Ula, you're wrong. So Ula makes fun of Rav Chaga on Amud Aleph, and now he's wrong. Ula, you're wrong. So Elish Mami. Now we see from here, pogam meikara machlokas. But machlokas, like Rav Yochanan's correct, pogam meikara machlokas. And Shmami, no, that's the machlokas. The machlokas is pogam meikara. But pogam, right? But if it was the case of Hishpiach also pogam. Everyone agrees that is awesome. Okay. Fine. Next case. Next, the Gemara now asks, Hani plasa babi dekatani lamali. These three cases in the brisa that we brought down about the truma. What do I need? Three cases? Four cases. There were four cases in the brisa. So Rashi, Tosos, Tosafot, they all talk about which cases the Gemara is talking about. But why do we need all these cases? What's the finish in all these cases? So the Gemara says. Right? The Gemara says, right, Bava, you know, these four gates, these cases. Right? The Lamali. So Bishlam, I understand Bava the Sefer. I understand the last case. Right? That's the case where Rashi talks about, that's the case where the Machlokas is, where the wine falls into
the wine falls onto the Adashim, or the chometz falls onto, the vinegar falls onto the Grishim, and I need that case, Hamash Malan, to teach us that Pogem Me'ikara Machlokas. That comes to teach us that there's a Machlokas of Pogem, that a Pogem Me'ikara, that's the Machlokas, like Rav Yochanan. Mitzvah Tsunami, one of the middle cases also, I need the case, right? What's the middle case he talks about here? Is that if the Isa of, if Seor Shel Truma falls into the dough, and then afterwards, Seor Shel Chulin, everyone agrees that it's Usher. So I need that why also, because that's a case of Hishbia, Ulibasov Pogam. Dibrei call Usher. Everyone says that that's Usher. I need that. Eladeresha, the first case, where they fell in together, right? The Truma and the Chulin fell in together. Lamali. What do I need that case for? Hashta Umash Seifa. Listen, in the Seifa, right, where the wine fell on the Adashim, the Lokam Mashba cloud, where it's Pogem Meikara, completely destroys it. Nevertheless, Asri Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say that it's Usher, because it's no Sintan Lakam, and therefore it's Usher. Right? Resha, the Resha, where the Seor, the Truma, and the source of Chulin fall together, and they're also fall in together, and then they make it rise too much. Tika Mashbach Mibai, that the Seor, the Truma, is Mashbiach the Isser. Of course, it's going to be Usher. Even in the case, in the Seifa case where it was Pogem Meikara, right? It wasn't Mashbiach at all. The Rabbanim say it's Usher, right? That they hold that's Rabbanim's Rameir, no Shem Tam Adam is Usher. So in this case where it's Mashbiach, of course they're going to say it's Usher. So Amar Abaye Bar says no. The ratio is not needed for the Chachamim. The ratio is needed for Rav Shimon Shita. Rav Shimon Shita is that Pogem Meikara is Mutter. No Shem Tam Adam is Mutter, right? Reisha l'Rav Shimon Itzrich. But Hachika Amrlei. This is what's going on. Hachika Amrlei Rabban Rav Shimon. Rabban says to Rav Shimon, listen. Even according to you, you should ask for this case that with the Truma and the Chulin falling together. Why? Because Isa Zo Ruuya L'Hachmitz Bishnei Shos. This dough should have risen in 2 hours, right? Mi Garim Lashat Hachmitz B'Sha'achas. Who caused it to rise now in 1 hour? It's faster now. Isser, the Truma that fell in. If the chulin would have fallen by itself, it would take 2 hours. Now the truma falls in, it takes 1 hour. So, therefore, that it was mashpiach also by the truma. So, therefore, it would be, and it was mashpiach ulusof pogim. So, that should be, according to you, that should be usher. Because it's mashpiach by itself, it's pogim with the chulin. So, Hashem says, wait a second. You're trying to separate that. It's the truma, that's mashpiach, and then it's pogim. They're falling it together. They're doing everything together. Right? They're all doing it together. It's not like one and the other. You can't separate it. Rashi says, Shnei Mishpichu, Vlo Isser Levado Hishpichu. Therefore, it's not Usser in the Reisha. That's right. The Reisha we said, what was the Reisha's case? No, I'm getting confused. So, Orsha, Truman, Shachum, Shnuffel, Topa, Isak, Deva Hafmitz. Right, Rashi says, Mutter. Rav Shimon says there it's mutter. Why? Because you view it together. It's mutter, and as they fall together, it's lefgam because it's ruining the dough. Because it makes it rise too much, and you can't eat it. And that's so. Therefore, it's mutter in the fact that it's not considered truman. Yisrael would be able to eat it. Yeah, but we said it's rising. It rises faster to the point that it rises too much. That's the assumption. That it rises way too much. And you can't use it forever, I guess. If it was Usser, it would be a Truma. The Isser that's falling in is Truma. So if you would say no, this no same time with Gam is Usser, it only would be Usser to Yisrael. But a Kohen would still be able to eat it. But so it's not totally ruined. It's just whatever the ruining is. It rose too much. I don't know. You get a piece of bread that just rises too much. I guess it's not. The leavening agent is too much. It can't be used. He says it. Zayr says it can be used to leaven other breads. I don't know the Messias of the bread. Okay. And the Gemara asks, "Lir Rav Shimon, according to Rav Shimon, the case that we just had now, right? That the Seor Shel Truma and the Seor Chulin fall in together, and they're machmitz, and we say that it's mutter because the Seor Truma is machmitz iso together with the Chulin. It does it together. So he says, "Litzdarif hechter beisur b'hadei hadadi blitzer. Just combine them." Right, combine it together. What Rashi says, the litzer, and this says mishum mashpil from so pogim the motive shimimba. Be mitzdayif the hetan the isser together, and they'll make usher. what's the difference that the truma didn't do it without the help? Didn't do it alone. It had the help of the chulin. So just combine the chulin into the truma, and therefore it would be usher. Tosis points out. He says third Tosis. Why don't you say this is a case of zebzer goren? Right. The name of Shimon would say is zebzer goren of mukta. Right. He says, "Amai lo talit luksay zeb zeb gorim kaiyif so perfect slamin." So the Yishlomer Tosu says he got to run us through all the cases that zeb zeb gorim is the hainu dafka she'ing bezekidei lahachmitz lo bezeh elaki mitzdarfei habli zeb zeb gorim. Zeb zeb gorim only applies if each individual ingredient couldn't accomplish the thing by itself. But here in this case, they can accomplish it by itself, so it's not considered a case of zeb zeb gorim. He used to call efa kidei lahachmitz ein shayach zeb zeb gorim. The filum on the shari hatsam usher hacha. But over there, so even if you say Zevagorim is mutter, here it's not a case of Zevagorim. So ask Rav Shimon, maybe just say that the heter is mitzarev to the iser, right? Heter is mitzarev to the iser, and therefore it should be no same time. It is mashpiyah so pogim. It should be aser. So it falls in first. It's mashpiyah. After a while, it goes too much. It's mashpiyah so pogim. Then maybe you'll be subject to machlokas. So, Rav Shimon l'tameh. No, Rav Shimon goes according to his own sheet. To the Amar, I feel Isser v'Isser nami lo mitzdarfi. He doesn't hold that Isser can be mitzdarfi to make a combined shear. What's his case? Ditnan. We have a mission in Orla, right? In Orla, we get this case from, right? Orla, b'klaya kerem, mitzdarfin. Let's say, right, Orla and klaya kerem, in order to be buckled in a mixture, need 1 in 200. Okay? It's going to be 1 in 200. So let's say two of them fall into other peros, and they're not nicker, right? And the peros there are, they have more than 1 in 200 against the Orla, and also 1 in 200 against the Klaya Karim. But it doesn't have 1 in 400, right? So if you view each of the Isser individually, it's enough to be batel. But combined, it's not enough to be batel. So the Tanakhama said that they're mitzdarif to combine into one big Isser, therefore you would need 1 in 400 to be batel. Of Shimon Omer in Mitzdarif. He says, no, they're not Mitzdarif. They're not Mitzdarif. Therefore, you view it each individually, and this case is Ibatel. So, too, in our case, if Isser and Isser is not Mitzdarif, then Heter and Isser is not Mitzdarif. But. But I've just doubled the size. I still need 1 to 200. Right, but I still need, but I now need 1 to 200 against this double amount of Isser that combined. Yeah, maintain the ratio. Okay, now we're going to talk about the case of the achbar. The achbar is the mouse. So hahu achbara, the nafal lechavita the shifra. A mouse falls into a barrel of beer. It just seems to be in those days they had a very difficult time covering their items. Things are always left open. Okay, mouse falls into the beer. The fly falls into the soup, right? The fly falls into the soup. Just taste the soup. The fly falls into the soup. So the mouse falls into the beer. So Asri Rav Lahu Shichra. Rav Asr that Shichra. So first of all, wait a second. What's going on here? Beer's cold. How is there any transfer of taste when it's cold? So Tosas asks the question. He goes, Tema. Look at the first, the Tosas Hu Akbara. Tema. The hot sonin but sonin hu. The lishdiri. The case is obviously they took out the mouse. So we're talking about a transfer of taste. There's no transfer of taste by sonin. Right? My fly falls into the soup. Right? That was Haman's whole thing. Right? Haman's whole thing, the Rush points it out. The fly falls into the soup, they take out the fly, the fly falls into the wine, they take out the wine, and they drink it. We touch it, they don't drink it. That's the crazy nation. So it's cold. So Tosa says, V'yish Lomar, D'mayri sheshah Hashem yom o yomayim. It was in the beer for a day or two, via kavush. And that's the concept, that's kavush, it's like pickling. The kavush from the bushel, though. Or the hayakavush, betok hashechar, the kavush harei from the bushel. It's interesting, Tosa doesn't know the shear of kavush. He says, Yomu Yomayim. 1 or 2 days. So, hold my focus. What? Ah, so the Gemara asks. So the Gemara says, no. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbana Kameh the Rav Sheshes, Namek a sovereign, no Saint Talmud Kam Asr? Are you going to mean to tell me now that Rav is going to, that Rav holds no Saint Talmud Kam Asr? That can't be, right? Amar Rav Sheshes, no. Ain't nothing, no. But Alma Sober Rav no Saint Talmud Kam Mutter. Yeah, he holds no Saint Talmud Kam Mutter. What about this case? This is an exceptional case. The Akbar is an exceptional case. Why? The Hacha. Chiddushu, what's a chiddushu? It's a chiddushu that the achbar is aser. The hamimus meis ubdili nishmine. The achbar is already disgusting. No one would touch the achbar anyway. And yet the Torah tells you it's usher. Vafidu hachi asher rachmana. Now the Torah tells you it's usher if it's sheret. Tells you that's usher. So therefore, hilkach, it's a chiddush. So we learn the chiddush of no saint town lefkam is nami usher. And no saint town lefkam is also usher. It's basically the Rashba, between the Rashba and the Ra'ah. But basically what's going on here, I mean, how to read the Gemara, but at least in the Tavim, they both agree that Rav Sheshis is saying that once the Torah says that there's a chiddush that says that this thing is usher, even though no one would ever eat it anyway, so take the chiddush all the way through and think it's even usher, the time of it is even usher. Okay? So Amar Lo Rabban Rav Sheshis, wait a second. If it's such a chiddush, then it should take that conclusion all the way through. If that's such a chiddush, then it should be, and this is how the Rashba explains the Gemara, if that's such a chiddush, then you should take the chiddush all the way through and usher it in other situations. But why? Elamayata litame lach the yavish. The akbar should be usher, be mitame, even when it's dry. Now, luckily, if it trucks them, when they dry up, they're not tame anymore. But why, if that's the case, alamatznan, why does the Mishnah say in Nida that the sherets and semen, shifa zera, is mitame lach in the emitame yavashim? They're only mitame when they're moist, not when they're dry. If it's such a chiddush, they make the chiddush all the way through and say it should be mitame even when it's dry. So the Gemara says, well, tame, according to what you're saying, right, shechva zera titame lach yavish. Shechva zera should also be mitame lach when it's dry. Not only when it's because no one touched shechva zera. It's disgusting, right? Alama tznan. Why does it say mitame lachin the emitame lashim the emitame yavashim? Elamayis v'chol neimer. What do you have to say? That it's the pasuk tells you that the pasuk tells you when it can be mitame. Because by shechva zera it says. Shichva zera amar rachmanan. It says ish mizera amar utzaru. So the kachim moyachal right hanogei the hanogei bechol tamei nefesh. So ish asher teitzim menu shichva zera. Right the ruuy lahazria. The only time the shichva zera is tamei if it's ruuy lahazria. When's the ruuy lahazria? When it's moist. When it dries up, it's nothing. Right. So too hachanami when it comes to the shratim bimosam amar rachmanan. The pasuk says ela eila tamei lachem bechol asher tzugei behem bimosam yitamei la'arev. Ke'ein mosam. It has to be at the point in time how it is when it dies. When it dies, it still has moisture. So that's the only time. Right? So, basically, you come out from here that it's a chiddush, but the chiddush only applies, according to the chiddush only applies to make it noshin tam, for the tam. Okay. So the Gemara says, really? Maskele reshimi min hardoi, umi mois? The whole chiddush is based on the fact that the achbar is mos. But is the achbar really mos? But hello, Ola Shulchan Shemalachim. There are these kings who they serve it. They serve Ronin. They serve some sort of Ronin, then they eat it. So Gemara makes a distinction. Amar Rav Shimi Minardo, Lokasha, Ha La Achbar, that's Ola Shulchan Malachim. That's Vididabra. That's the field mouse. Right? That's Vididabra. Rashi says, a squirrel belies. Sounds like a squirrel. Right? That's the field mouse. I would say that's a field mouse. Right? Baha, and the one that's most is Vidamasa. It's the city mouse. Rat. Right, that's really gross. So that's it, that they don't eat. I don't know how that's how we translate it. Okay. But Amar Rava, I have 2 minutes. Amar Rava, Hilchasa, the halacha is no saint time of Kam is mutter. The halacha is that no saint time of Kam is mutter. Everyone agrees to that. Okay? And even by Shratzim, no saint time of Kam is mutter. Right? So this whole thing about the Chiddush, what's going on here? Vid Achbar of Shikra, and when the Achbar falls into the Sheikhar, and Rav said that it's the Sheikh was Usr. Loya dana my time of the Rav. I don't know exactly what the time of Rav is, right? Imi shum the kasaber no satam kam Usr. Maybe holds that no satam kam is Usr, and then therefore less hilchos of kavasei. Or imi shum the kasaber no satam kam mutter. Maybe holds you're right. Yochanan, no satam kam is mutter. That's by Achbar b'shichra is shvuchi mashba. He holds that Achbar is since it's olah shulcham alachim. That is gives a good taste. That gives a good taste, and therefore it is mutter. So let's just finish up with the. Halakha l'maisa, the Shulchan Aruch passes, ask Achbara the Dabra, right? The field mouse. No Saint Thomas Shvach, it's in Simon Kuddala. It's no Saint Thomas Shvach, Sharei Ola Shulchan Malachim. And therefore it's no Saint Thomas Shvach, and therefore it falls in, it's Asa. There's no Saint Thomas Shvach, if it stays in for the Yom or Yomayim. But Achbara the Masa, but the city mouse, Misachal on Imash Piach Meshechar Ubechomets O Imhu Pogeb, it's a suffix. The pichav, therefore, im nafal the sheifal chometz b'tzonein, it falls into cold, they shiru, and they took it out shalem, im lo shav b'sochem eis la'eis, if it didn't stay in long enough, because it's tzonein, so it has to be covered, if it didn't stay there long enough, then it's mutter. About im hayer roteach, but if it's hot, or if Yul Sonein, or if it falls into something cold, the Shabbos Sochem and Ace La Ace, then you see Rosh Hashanah, whether you took it out complete, then you would need the shear for Bittul. Okay, we'll stop here on the Yibayil, who are the bottom of Samach Pesach and Base. Have a good day.